Hello and welcome to the TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 21st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to welcome our June patron just joined. Welcome, Daniel. He put this in the Discord, so I will. He jumped on board as a patron due to our discussion of Wiener Hands, thanks to the lovely game coming out this holiday called Bug Snacks. I know for one that the joke based on Wiener Hands is fun for all ages. My kids, they watch the Bugsnax trailer and they can't stop watching it. They can't wait to play it. But when the guy walks in with Wiener Hands and makes note that he burned down a town thanks to his Wiener Hands, I mean, really, what's not to love there from a perspective of, we can all laugh about that joke. And I agree. So welcome, Daniel, our patron for June. You too can jump on the Patreon, patreon.com/thegamersin. Whether you upgrade your pledge or brand new, we'll give you a shout out all month long. Thank you so much. As for the Gamers In content we're covering this week, personally, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy VII Remake leading up to the release of The Last of Us Part II. Did allude to that on the last episode. I don't think I'm going to talk about it much further until I've finished it. And to be honest, that conversation probably won't be a long one, but I am thinking of planning like a spoiler discussion of Final Fantasy VII Remake for another podcast I do, Dungeons and Diapers, with Crofton. He is a hardcore Final Fantasy fan, played Final Fantasy VII back in the day, and I know he and I have gone back and forth over Twitter and Discord talking about this remake and how we come from different positions for the game in terms of I never played the original but was aware of it, and he very much played the original and has some issues with the remake but can totally see most of the positives that I think a lot of people point out, in that, man, they remade a 20 plus year old game and it came out really well. Like, how often can you say that? And really, that game is a labor of love. I play that game and I realize that this game, the game we got with Final Fantasy VII Remake, isn't just a company saying we can make buckets of money by remaking this game. That could have been the case, and I don't feel it is. I'm more of a positive guy, but of course they're going to make buckets of money, and they have made buckets of money from this remake. But the product feels very much like a balance between let's make a new Final Fantasy VII. Let's remake it, but let's do it faithful to the original, but also give new and old players something to enjoy. You know, there's a balance there between, like, this is based on a 90s RPG, but feels like a 2020 game. So I think it's a solid, probably one of the better remakes I've ever played. I fail to come up with another one that really climbs to this level of quality. So, but that being said, we'll talk a little bit about that when I finish it, and I will certainly plug the spoiler cast when we end up doing it for Dungeons and Diapers. As for The Last of Us Part II, we also talked about that last week in terms of our whether I was looking forward to it or not, and I had a hard time saying yes but also saying no, in the sense that the first one to me was just such an experience. And leading up to the second one, I haven't read reviews. I have been trying to stay away from sort of pre-release sort of media. And having played about 6 to 7 hours, and I'll get a little more time in before we record on Tuesday, I'm not going to finish it, but I'll get a good chunk of it done. I want to say I'm enjoying it. I do want to finish it just to understand sort of the negative reaction to the leaks. I'm not going to spoil anything here, so don't like rush to hit the delete button or pause button, but not knowing what the leaks are, I can kind of guess what the leaks were, and out of context, those leaks certainly would be frustrating, and in context, they're still, frustrating, but it also puts me in the shoes of the main character in a way that I haven't felt in the past, or maybe I have, but you know, liking, I don't know. It's just without without being able to spoil it, and I'm not going to. It's hard to explain, and I think that's where a lot of the reviews struggled, but it is a very bleak game. There's a lot of violence, but, you know, one of the concerns I was worried about is, like, are they going to leave that levity behind? And they don't. Like, it's there. And due to some of the things that happen in the game, some of the levity is not, like, present, is all I'll say. it's there. It's there, and you very much feel it, and you get those warm and fuzzy feelings. But it does feel, unlike the first one, it does feel very much like it's go, go, go. Like, you are on a mission, you're trying to do this thing, you are on a timeline, you're constantly being reminded of that timeline. And there's this really great open area downtown Seattle that you come across where it very much feels like that scavenger mode where you're going through downtown Seattle and, like, you have a map and you're, like, marking it up with places you can visit. And I moved quickly out of that area and missed maybe half of it. And I feel so bummed about it, you know, because I love that. This is what I missed about this game, is not necessarily the combat, but the crafting and the scavenging. I live for just digging through drawers and finding pieces of scissors to make stuff. It's one of my favorite parts of the game. And I was really digging that downtown Seattle standpoint. So if you haven't started it or you're still in that area, don't rush. There is a trophy relevant to completing the downtown Seattle area, like at least visiting most if not all of the locations you can loot. So just don't rush out of that area. It'll be tempting too, based on the fact that you are on a timeline, very much so in that mission, and it feels like Ellie is trying to get to a certain destination in a certain amount of time, so it can be troubling to kind of hang around. However, being well supplied is helpful. So yeah, that's all I'll say. So I'm very much enjoying it, but I do feel the pain of playing a game that is quite violent. It's certainly not relaxing at certain points, you know. That game is pretty tense. It's very stealth based, so there's a lot of moments where you're just struggling for survival, whether you're facing off against clickers or human enemies. But I had one of my first encounters where I was able to throw a brick and distract or get zombies to go fight human enemies, which felt really cool. I always love doing that. And there was maybe only like one section in the main game of Last of Us, and then a couple of sections in the DLC story they did. So I was very happy to be able to do that very early on in the game. It's always very satisfying to just be like, these guys are hunting me. Well, take this, you know. As for the news, let me pull up our producer channel here. So some interesting news so far this week. Just a small one. Horizon Forbidden West is aiming for 2021, so we got that confirmation. That'll be fun to talk about. It's essentially confirming when Jocelyn for sure will buy a PS5, and most likely me as well. They announced a new Pokemon Snap, and I don't know how much you played of this game, but I have vivid memories of playing this game and taking my N64 memory card or memory brick or whatever it was, and taking it to a Blockbuster and printing off these stickers. And I remember the cards you'd buy that gave you the credits at Blockbuster. And there were these Pokemon cards. They looked like little gift cards, but they had the Pokemon on it. And yeah, it's just such a sign of the times when that game came out. In like the, what would that be, like 90s, I guess? Just, man, Pokemon Snap coming back. Who would have thought? So that's coming to Switch at some point. EA had their EA Live sort of play live event. Not a lot, you know, with Star Wars Squadron already being released, or announced, not much left there for me. Really bummed to see nothing from BioWare, considering Anthem is struggling. That studio needs a win, and quick. If their next win or their next game isn't a win, I don't know how you keep BioWare around. It's a struggle at that point, but they did show some like next gen sizzle reel from their studios, which did include some stuff from BioWare. Very much looked like it could be straight out of a next gen Dragon Age, which I am totally down for. It'd be great if they just nailed Mass Effect again. No Mass Effect HD trilogy, which was a bit of a bummer. As of the recording on Tuesday, they will have officially unveiled Crash Bandicoot 4. Don't know if that's your jam. I, again, wasn't a PlayStation person, so we might talk a little bit about it, but it was a game that kind of I played on my friend's systems and was like, this is kind of cool, but it's no Mario, and that's about as far as that conversation went. Summoner's Call, our Fire Emblem Heroes podcast. Eddie and I discuss Fire Emblem Heroes stuff every week. Summer Heroes are here, our first batch, first of two for the summer, and they were based on, most of them based on Sacred Stones, which we are talking about for our game club. We just talked about Chapter 20, the penultimate chapter. Final chapter is coming next week, so I look forward to closing the book on that one. Looking forward to future game clubs like Fire Emblem Three Houses and some other fun Fire Emblem games, so look forward to that. As for upcoming releases, you know, what's come out already so far is Valorant got a June 2nd release, Clubhouse Games on the Switch, June 5th, Desperados 3, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Last of Us Part 2, as I mentioned earlier. Coming up this week, SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated on pretty much every system. That's coming out on the 23rd. Ninjala for the Switch is coming out June 24th. Blair Witch for the Switch on June 25th. And finally, Phantom Covert Ops on the Rift/Quest on June 25th. That's going to do it for this episode of TGI Patreon Mini. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.